the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. In the studios with me is Brother Srinivas Raghavan from San Diego, California. Brother Srinivas has been a leader in the service of Swami in various capacities, including the Sai Youth Representative of Southern California, SSE teacher, that is Sai Spiritual Education teacher, and president of the Sai Center. Presently, he is leading the national online program for SSE in the US. He is very blessed in being Swami's instrument. He has composed many bhajans and songs such as Remind Me My Lord, Chant the Name of God, Sai You Are My Heart and Soul, some of which are sung in various Sai centers. So with that introduction, dear listeners, here is Brother Srinivas Raghavan. Sairam, Brother Srinivas. Let us begin this session by talking about the song that you sang here in Sai Kulwant Hall a few days ago, that I believe it is a theme song of the Sai Spiritual Education Conference that we had here in Puttaparthi recently. So how did that song come about?
Sairam, everybody. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to be here with you on the air. By Swami's grace, we had a wonderful conference. As part of the conference, we got to sing before him the theme song. The song came about as a conversation between devotee and God. As a group of youth from South Florida, I was working with them on devotion, on a workshop on devotion. As part of the workshop, we do an exercise. The exercise is to practice spending time with God. And the question that we ask is, what if you were sitting in the Sai Kulwant Hall during bhajans and Swami happened to call you up, just you, one-on-one? How much time would you get? It depends. But on the average, probably in the order of seconds, maybe 15 seconds, 20 seconds. That's still a long time. So really the question that we ask is, what would you do with this precious time that Swami gives you, which He gives you 100% attention from His side? What are you going to do? How would you spend this time with God? And it is this conversation that came together in the form of a song. Because the first thing that the young youth group, they said, we don't know what we would say, we would freeze. But if you want to develop a relationship with someone you love, you cannot be silent all the time. So I asked them to think about, in use words, phrases or emotions. So a word says love, or emotion says happy, or a phrase says I surrender to you. So they did the exercise for a while, but the time ran out, and so they said, Uncle, we have to leave. So I said, we don't know what Swami is going to give us, so just wait and see what happens. And sure enough, the three groups came up with three songs, actually. This is only okay. One of them. Yeah. So, each of the participants contributed what they would say to Swami. So, the first one said, you are my everything, dear Swami. You are my loving Lord of all. You are my everything, dear Swami. You are my loving Lord of all. I asked the question, what do you think Swami would do if you said this? It's not a one-sided conversation with Swami. If you notice in Bhajan Hall, it's a constant communication between Swami and the students who are in the Bhajan group. He's looking at them, giving signals, indicating what they should sing, what they shouldn't sing, who should move the mic to. So much conversation is going on. It's very exciting to watch. And especially as you get more comfortable with God, then your conversation will become better. So I asked, what do you think Swami would say? You see, Swami once said, you are praying to me and you are singing to me, but you close your eyes when you say, Hey Ram Bhagavan. Oh, Rama is sitting right here. Why are you closing your eyes and imagining yes. Rama somewhere else? So it is that so our group said, you see, Swami, I see you, I see you, I see you not only in this form, but I see you in the form of all beings, and I see you in those who are not embodied too. And so that is what the chorus became. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. So, but when you start spending time with Swami, initially you may freeze, but as you get used to it, then you express some feelings and emotions. And so that came about in the form of saying, thank you for granting us your darshan. Thank you for blessing us all. Thank you for granting us your darshan. Thank you for blessing us all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. If Swami is really pleased, then he says a magical word, Tisko, take Pada yes. Namaskar. And when I first had the opportunity to see Swami, the first day, first show, if you may say, I was sitting in the darshan hall and praying to him. They had told that you have to wait for a while. I had good training from my elders that you shouldn't speak to anybody, you should be quiet. And so I was sitting quietly, although the neighbors were speaking. But unfortunately, the prayers that I knew ran out very quickly. I knew very little. So in half an hour, my prayers were completed. So fortunately, Swami had told, if you want to pray, you can say Namasmarana. So I started chanting his name. And when the time came for Swami to come, it was very exciting. It's the first time I get to see him. And everybody rustled and moved, and I remembered what Hanuman said. You see, when the coronation of Lord Rama had happened and they were all seated in the hall, Rama, Lakshmana and Mother Sita were coming down to walking. The monkeys were all gawking at them, and Hanuman got very upset and told them, "You, all of you should not look up at the Lord's face. You should focus on his feet. That is where you should concentrate." And so when I remembered that, I too spent, instead of looking up and peeking and gawking, I looked down at Swami's feet and just focused on that. As he was walking down the aisle, I was praying to him. He turned around at one point and he made a diagonal walk straight to where I was standing, and he stood in front of me and he looked at me. And I knew that I was to take his Pada Namaskar. So our group, they expressed this feeling. Sai, I surrender at your feet. You take my troubles all away. Sai, I surrender at your feet. You take my troubles all away. You give me hope, you give me life. Love you, Lord, with all my mind. You give me hope, you give me life. Love you, Lord, with all my mind. As I sat there on that day, after I took his namaskar, I did exactly that, to surrender at his feet. And he put his hand on my head and blessed me. Sure enough, the blessings were exactly what was needed to take care of some of the things that was to come up, much less what happened in the past. So So the moment with God can be spent in many ways. It is up to us, because Swami is always available. We may choose to spend the time with Him if we focus on Him. And that is what the song is about, is to practice spending time with God. Because if you have time for Him, He has time for you. If we don't have time for Him and we are busy with all other things, then it's hard to complain. However, just to add to that, it's very important that conversation happens in a language that you understand and you can relate to. And God speaks all languages. He has no constraints or restrictions, but we may know only a few. In fact, one of the stories I was told by my friends who are students of Swami's college, one time they were in the interview with a delegation, an international delegation from one of the European countries. And when Swami spoke first, He spoke in English and they didn't understand. And so the students thought that they should speak to them in slow speed. So they started speaking to them in slow speed. But Swami turned around and spoke to them fluently in their own language, much to the chagrin of the boys, because they didn't understand what was going on anymore. After the interview, the Swami told the students that, see, you thought that I didn't speak any languages, but God is such, He knows everything but says very little. Man knows nothing but says a lot. So we learn a lot of lessons if we choose to spend time with Swami. And so again, devotional singing is an offspring, an outshoot, an outpouring of your love, spending time with Him, listening to Him, and having conversations with Him. And that is what most of my songs, they were not anything to do with composition in the traditional way, because I am not, personally I haven't been trained in music. I am familiar with music, but I have not had formal training. Mm. And neither do I expect, even if I had formal training, would I be able to compose a song. To me, it was a product of sitting before Swami and spending time with Him.
You are my everything, dear Swami. You are my loving Lord of all. You are my everything, dear Swami. You are my loving Lord of all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. Thank you for granting us your darshan. Thank you for blessing us all. Thank you for granting us your darshan. Thank you for blessing us all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. Sai, I surrender at your feet. Take my troubles all away. Sai, I surrender at your feet. You take my troubles all away. You give me hope, you give me life. Love you, Lord, with all my mind. You give me hope, you give me life. Love you, Lord, with all my mind. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all. I see you, I see you, I see you in one and all.
You know, did Swami ever speak to you physically? Did you have a conversation with him physically ever?
Yes, on the darshan line.
You did?
I had...
How many will that be?
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah, three times.
Three times?
Three times.
Yeah. I find it so difficult to believe that after all that you spoke, that you have spoken to Swami just three times.
In the physical presence.
In the physical presence.
Yeah, three times.
Is it the first time you sang in Prashanti Nilayam?
First time.
First time?
First time.
You know, your story is very interesting because even yesterday you were telling me that how you have had very few physical interactions with Swami and all your songs are basically manifestations of your inner conversation. And I think it is so relevant to the current times because here we are struggling to have that connection with our inner Swami and you have been doing it all your life. What can you say on having this inner connection with Swami?
Actually, I don't know what it is because all I know is I love Him. That I know very much. From when I was a child, my mother pointed to Swami's photograph and she said, "This is God, you ask Him whatever you want." She did not tell me that you ask me what you want.
Yes.
She had the faith in Swami and the trust in Him that He would answer my questions and give me what I want. So when I saw my mother having such faith and confidence in Him, I knew instantly that this is absolutely true. And from that moment on, I remember very distinctly whenever going to temple, I would only pray to Swami. Even though the idol was Rama or Krishna, ours is Lord Venkateshwara, Srinivasa, didn't matter to me. I would always pray to Him and always I related to His message because it's of acceptance of all. Don't discriminate. Yes. Why you have to be? If God truly is everywhere, omnipresent and in everything, how can He have any differences or any judgment about anything? Because it is Himself. So, accepting everyone, accepting all, embracing everybody, this was a theme that very much related to me. From faith, it took a while to develop confidence. We may love Him, we may think we love Him. How much does Swami love you? And likewise, Swami loves you tremendously. How much do you have confidence in Him? These were questions that developed over time. It took a long time because honestly, not having access, physical access, was in some ways a blessing because I would sit with the photograph of Swami. That's how I learned to play all the instruments. So I learned to play guitar just because I wanted to sing for Him.
Okay.
And so initially when I used to play in bhajans, I was the odd one out. Mm-hmm. Sitting with a guitar, an Indian boy singing English songs is strange. And people would look at me kind of funny. But it is interesting to see that God is interactive. It's not one-way conversation. So that is what helped build the confidence. And I'll give you several incidents and experiences relating to confidence in Swami. And when I crossed the confidence threshold, then it didn't matter anymore. So the first time I got to see Swami, which I just described, before that, for about a year before, I was having the strong yearning to see Him. And I did on my own all the sadhana that I wanted to do. I was very rigorous with my prayers and with yearning for Him. And so I knew about Puttaparthi and Prashanti Nilayam, but I never had seen it before. So when He put His hand on my head, the first day, in fact, in the morning I went for the Nagar Sankirtan here, and it was an interesting experience. The Nagar Sankirtan line, the front of the line was empty. There was one person in the front, and there's a big gap, and then there's a long one. So I thought, you know what, in wherever other countries where we are staying, they have similar, people don't like to come in the front in bhajan. So I thought maybe here also is the same. What did I know? I didn't know any different. So I went and stood in the front. After some time, somebody came to the front and looked at me and said, "Are you staff?"
Yes.
I had no idea what staff means. So I said, "No," because honestly I wasn't. She said, "Move back." So I moved back, and then someone came and said, "Are you student?" I said, yeah, I know I was not a student, so I said, move back. So then the person there said, did you get token number one? And I don't know. So I ended up going to the end of the line,
okay.
Which is fine. Saw me would put me wherever he wanted me to be. That's perfectly okay. What I had the difficulty was when we came back from Nagar Sanketan, we couldn't go into Darshan line. So I said, oh, next time I better be careful about this. Because Swami's Darshan is of prime importance, at least as a first, first experience. In the afternoon when I went for Darshan, I made sure to go early. But they had like two or three blocks in those days. And by the time I got to the final block, I just stood in one line. It so happened that line was selected token number one.
Okay.
And so I was very excited, not expecting that Swami would come, but it's exciting to get token number one regardless. It's really fun.
Yes, yes.
What is the chance that you would be in the line that gets token number one? So these are all exciting things. And Swami always puts you in a workshop to prepare you before you can come and see him. And he did a good job preparing me. So that's what led to that first row and speaking to him. So the point there, the first lesson I learned was to not only have faith but have confidence. So in my heart I was praying to him that, Swami, please at least look at me. I don't know anything. I've never seen you in physical presence before. Please at least look in my direction. As I was thinking this, he spun around and came directly and stood in front of me. I knew he answers my prayers. Later on, much later, I was in Vrindavan with my mother for her 75th birthday. So we all came together as a family and went to Vrindavan for Swami's darshan.
Yes.
And mother was having a sari and so the yellow rice she was in a wheelchair. So she got to sit at the entrance where Swami comes in. They said, you sit there. But when Swami came, he didn't look at her. So he came to the men's side and he came to me. Where I was seated, I'm sorry. He came where I was seated, and it was gracious of him to come and in near me. So I had offered to him a report from the Sai Youth of Southern California, and he looked at it and he blessed Chala Santosham, very happy, three times he said,
yes.
And then I said, Swami, my mother's birthday. He looked at me and smiled and he left. So he didn't say anything. But as he was leaving the hall, I could see he was leaving. And I prayed, I said, Swami, please, please at least look at my mother for her sake. Just at least glance at her. You won't believe, he turned around just that moment and he went straight to her. And he blessed her, the yellow rice in her hand. And he said, be happy.
Wow.
And she looked at him and forgot all the list of things that she wanted to say, naturally. And she saw Krishna. Her favorite form of God was Krishna. I asked her later and she said she saw Krishna. So, you see, obviously the confidence in Swami that he responds to your call,
yes.
That he answers your call, became stronger. And there is a song that I got related to this. Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, he is by my side. Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, he is by my side. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Yesu Om, Yesu Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, he is by my side. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Allah Om, Allah Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. You can call him in any name, it doesn't matter, because when you call him, he comes to your side. This much I have confidence.
Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Satya Sai, Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side. Yesu Om, Yesu Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Yesu Om, Yesu Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side. To Satya Sai, Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Shiva Om, Shiva Om, call to Satya Sai. Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Satya Sai, Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Allah Om, Allah Om.
Satya Sai, Sai Om, Sai Om, He is by my side.
Yes, Om, yes, Om,
call
to Satya Sai, Sai Om, Sai Om.
One of your most popular composition is Remind Me My Lord. In fact, I had heard about this song even before I had heard about you. And the first time I had heard about you was somewhere around 2011 when I saw your interview with Ted, what Ted Henry had done. And that's when I came to know that you are the one who composed that song. In fact, even in our database, I think we have 3 or 4 versions of Remind Me My Lord sung by different devotees all around the world. It's such a beautiful song. So talk about the story behind that song.
I had a challenge. When I used to go to the Sai Center, from small child I loved bhajan, so I used to go for bhajan. And I would sit in the front, I'd get distracted. If I sat anywhere behind, I'd get distracted by others doing something. So I always sat in front. I didn't understand why people would sit in the back until much later. To me, it made sense. If God sits in front, why would you be anywhere else?
Yes.
So I would always be there. And when I was small, I remember learning bhajans from my sister. And the challenge was to remember the key that you have to sing in, because other people sing in different keys. So I would close my ears like this and then sit and remember the key before the singer finishes the previous song. So when in bhajan, my concentration on Swami was extraordinary. I had no other thinking, and in fact I didn't want to think about anything else either. However, after the bhajans, or when you leave the center, then remembering Swami seemed to be a little bit more challenging. It almost seems like when you come to see Swami in Sai Center or anywhere, we leave our chappal slippers outside,
yes,
and you come and catch hold of his feet.
Yes.
But when you leave his feet and you go and catch hold of chappal, you know, it's like the world, you leave it outside and then you come and catch his feet. But the world catches you back again when you leave the bhajan hall.
Yes.
So how to retain this feeling of concentration on Swami, this was what my challenge was. So I started writing notes to myself saying, remember Swami. So these notes, I would put it everywhere, sticky notes and stuff like that. But it didn't work because I even forgot to look at the note. So that wasn't very useful. So I thought, you know, one day I just had an inspiration. Say, why not put the burden, not burden in a sense, but depend on Swami himself to remind you. For he's an unfailing clock.
Yes.
He will always do his task. So, hey, why not utilize this promise he gave? So I said, okay, Swami, you only remind me, because I can't remember this. You said, I'm God. When I'm in your presence, everything makes complete sense. But as soon as I leave, the world seems to descend very heavily on my shoulders. And all the thinking seems to evaporate. So this was one part of this this song's inspiration. The other part was is about self-confidence. See, Swami told that self-confidence is Atma Vishwas. That is confidence in the Atma, that is your true self.
Yes.
Not in your physical body. You may be, of course, you should be confident about your physical body too. But the true self-confidence comes on faith and confidence in He who is the true indweller or true source of everything.
In fact, I think Swami says that self-confidence is the foundation for self-realization.
Right. So this is about self-confidence. See, when Hanuman was at the shore to take the leap across the ocean, he looked at it and said, this is, you know, he was depressed. He said, I can't do this.
Yes.
And it took all his friends to encourage him. And they reminded him of his great achievements. He said, you are the son of the wind god. You did this when you were small. You killed this, demon. You did all kinds of things. You are devotee of Lord Rama. When they said, oh, you are devotee of Lord Rama, he got completely energized. He said, yes. And Lord Rama only sent you. So he said, yes, Lord Rama sent me and he will take care of me. And he got his confidence in Lord Rama, who he knew is his inner self. And
yes.
So this is the inspiration of the song, is that if we have faith and confidence in him, he will never fail us. And I'll give you some other examples later on, if we have time. But so you will see in the song, the lines actually relate to me personally. Through this life of distraction and of illusion, remind me, my Lord, who I am. A few things about the song. Sometimes people sing when in this singing, because they are conversations.
Yes.
I pay very careful attention to what it is I'm saying, but also how I say it. So when you say who I am, the I is to be minimized, because
yes,
that's what this is trying to say, this song. So if you say who I am, then your I becomes prominent.
Mm.
So when you sing, sometimes we have to pay attention to the meaning of the music. It's not just devotional singing, it's more than music, because it is communicating.
Yes.
And every intonation and every accent and every emphasis will give different meaning to the song. So sometimes you want to be careful how you sing, because it may change the meaning. So the remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, who I am. By Swami's grace, now we started to translate this into other languages.
Okay.
So I sing in Spanish also. Recuérdame, Sai, recuérdame, Sai, recuérdame, Sai, quién soy yo. Soy el hombre eterno.
Beautiful.
So now I sing in a different language and have the people follow in English,
okay,
which makes it easier for
yes,
them.
Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful.
Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord.
I'm more.
So maybe we can talk about some of your other songs now.
So we continue, since the theme that is Swami's wish today is faith and confidence.
Okay, yes.
In fact, actually, I was going to speak about this at the conference. So happens that he wanted me to speak here.
Sure.
Confidence in Swami has tremendous benefits. It releases from you the weight of worry. He shares your responsibility. It's not takes away your responsibility, because you have responsibility.
Yes.
But he shares the responsibility and becomes a teammate, if you may, in what you're doing. I'll give you a couple of stories. Actually, one just from yesterday, when we were to present this theme song before Swami, I tried very hard to get instruments for this presentation, but it was not easy to get them, and also it requires a lot of permissions to appropriately so to get access to instruments from the institute. I prayed to Swami and went to the hall. As we went inside, just a few minutes before, I went into the mandir and asked one boy, is it possible for us to borrow tabla and harmonium? He said, do you have tabla player and harmonium player? I said, I just have a harmonium player but no tabla. So he said, I play tabla but I'm not a regular tabla player. I said, perfectly fine. So we sat down and practiced the song. Just before we were to go inside, the harmonium, the music group harmonium student also came, and I quickly got to practice the harmonium with him as well. So Swami took care of that. As we were standing to decide where I should sit or stand or whatever, as I have never done that before, I asked, where should I stand, sir? So they said there are two places. There's a standing mic, or that front, there is the podium.
Okay.
Where do you want to stand? See, I remembered Lakshmana's story. When Rama and Lakshmana were going in the forest, at one point Rama stopped and he said, Lakshmana, you decide where we should put a tent.
Yes.
For our stay tonight. And Lakshmana started crying. What happened to you? So he said, why did you ask me to choose? Never have you asked me to decide.
Yes.
You are the one who decides everything. You are the inner motivator of all. How can I make any decision without your will? And so I thought the same thing. Swami, where am I? Who am I to choose where I should sing? You know, it is extraordinary. Somebody suddenly came and took the standing mic and put it away.
Okay.
Somebody took it away. Took it away means it wasn't even...
Okay.
It was moved to the back, completely away from the... So I looked at the gentleman and said, sir, I think Swami is indicating this is what I should do. He said, yes, that's a good sign. So that is why I chose to stand at the podium, not yes. because I wanted to, because he chose it. So this has always been my practice, is I always want to know what he wants. What do I know that is worthwhile? That would be, you know, meaningful in Swami's context. I can say something as a suggestion, but I don't have the picture of the past, present and future that would make whatever we do as his instruments meaningful to everyone.
Yes.
So with this feeling, the confidence increases every time he responds. You know, it's at a point it can become supreme confidence. I'll tell you what happened one time. A couple of stories, which is my story about my education will take quite a while. But let me tell you about this story related to a song, since we're talking about a song.
Sure.
So I was at a SSC in the international area. We call Bal Vikas as SSC, Sai Spiritual Education. It's just a name.
Yes.
Swami called it here in India as Bal Vikas, and he gave the name Sai Spiritual Education. So for the last 25 years, I've been working with children all over the world. And we do camps with them, retreats or camps.
Yes.
And I was once in a camp where it was conducted by the youth, and it was a three-day program. At the conclusion, they wanted to do a ceremony for the children to give them their certificates. So the ceremony was that they would bring tea lights in their hand, and the girls would be on one side of the altar, and the boys would come from the other side of the altar. One by one, they would come to the altar, offer their tea light, and then go to the chief guest to take their certificate and go and sit down. There were quite a large number of students. So the coordinator, she was a youth, she came to me and said, "Srinivas, we want you to sing a song."
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Sure, I can sing a song." She said, no, it has to be a new song.
Okay.
I said, "Yeah, okay, fine, new song is okay." Then she said, no, I don't think you understand. It shouldn't be anything anyone has heard before.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to say. So I said, "When is your program?" Because she described the ceremony. She said, "It's in 10 minutes. You better get ready."
Okay.
So I did not think. I just ran outside and picked up the book on the book table. There was a bookstore, and I frantically looked for a book. It said Index of Satya Sai Speaks. I said, "Aha, this is good," because she said something, lighting, lamp, something. So I quickly looked up the book in under light and lamp, and I wrote down a few words from what it said. And by then she came and said, "Are you ready? We are getting started." So here I am with a small piece of paper which says something, light, lamp, something. I don't even know what I wrote down. Whatever was a little bit in the book, I wrote a few words down. And she said, I went and sat down, and she said, "Start singing."
Yes. Okay.
Now I know there is no way I can sing. This is, you see, I don't know what to sing. I have no idea. How am I going to sing for this program, which probably is going to last a while? So just looking at him, I started to open my mouth. I played just a C chord. This is actually a D, I know. But I just played like this and started to sing. And the song came as if it was materialized from Swami's hand, line by line, like he was waving his hand and making it come out of my mouth. So here's how the song started.
Sure.
Light the lamp of love within my heart, dear sigh. Feed it with your love divine. Oh, let it shine. Light the lamp of love within my heart, dear sigh. Feed it with your love divine. Oh, let it shine. Honestly, till then I had some bhajans that came to me, but never a song. So I was very surprised myself that I'm singing, let alone singing something meaningful. So, but I had a problem because there was an advantage that the children were, there was a long line of kids.
Okay.
So it was not that's a good thing, because nobody knew that I knew nothing. And if I continue to sing the same line, nobody would know any better. But
okay.
After a while, it kind of got old. It's like, you can't keep on singing the same line for 30
yes.
minutes. So I looked at him and said, "Hey, you better do something, something more. One line doesn't cut it, Swami." So the next line came as follows. Light the lamp of love within my soul, dear one. Let it shine from me, dear Lord, pure, bold, and bright. Light the lamp of love within my soul, dear one. Let it shine from me, dear Lord, pure, bold, and bright. Now I had two lines, so I was very happy. I can sing alternately. Light the lamp of love within my heart, dear sigh. feed it with your love divine. Oh, let it shine. Light the lamp of love within my soul, dear one. Let it shine from me, dear Lord, pure, bold, and bright. I now got what he was trying to do, at least internally, because it took 10-15 minutes of me sweating through this. I said that Jesus, he remembered that Jesus had gone through the three stages. I am in the light, in the presence of God. I am, the light is in me.
I am the light.
And I am the light. And, so I figured out, so he's saying, when you are doing service, or helping others, then you feel strongly that you are the instrument of God, or the light is in me. But this I am the light business is a little bit more difficult to comprehend. So now, last thing I'm thinking, okay, now you have to do the third one, but I cannot for the life of me understand how I would know I am the light.
Yes.
So I remembered in the Ice Age movie, I don't know if you've seen the Ice Age movie,
yes.
There's a scene where the woolly mammoth has the same problem. The lady woolly mammoth doesn't know that she's a woolly mammoth. She thinks she's a possum, and she hangs upside down from the trees and stuff. And the male woolly mammoth says, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You're not a possum. She says, no, I am, because she grew up all her life with the possum. She thinks she's possum, just like us. We think we are human beings just because we were born in the company of human beings. We don't see who we are. So he takes her to the lake, which is frozen, and says, look. And when she sees that she is the same, she looks the same as him, then she realizes who she is. So the line that came to me says, I am in the light. The light resides within me. When I see you, Lord, then I know I am the light. I am in the light. The light resides within me. When I see you, Lord, then I know I am the light. When I see you, Lord, then I know I am the light. When I see you, Lord, then I know that I am just like you. I look just like you, but I may not behave like you. I could change my behavior and transform my behavior to be more in line with who I am, because you have shown us through your own personal example of what it means to be divine and to act divine too.
Yes.
It's not just enough to know that we are divine, but it's also important that we spend our time in congruence with our nature. So it was a wonderful experience. Not only did he teach me to depend on him, and he came through clearly. Nobody knew in the song that I had no idea what I was doing till the end.
Yes.
And I didn't tell anyone either, so they didn't know any better. So it was very liberating to see Swami come through, and I feel relieved of the weight of individual responsibility. And you know that you are responsible for your actions. However, if our actions are in congruence with our true nature, then surely he comes through and does whatever needs to be done.
And that confidence in Swami led you to write a song on about self-realization. That is what song is all about, right? It is in knowing that you are the light.
Yes. It was very nice, because the experiences with Swami are more intense when you have him with you wherever you are present, because it makes him fulfill his promise. He said, wherever you call me with love and sincerity, I will come. And he's never failed. He's never failed me. I can give many examples about it, but it's really fun to see that. Yeah.
Light the lamp of love within my heart, dear son. Feed it with your love divine. Oh, let it shine. Light the lamp of love within.
Swami says that living with God is true education. Even though you did not live with Swami physically, since you always had that connection with Him, it literally means that you lived with Him, because it is the same thing. If you're connected with Him always, you lived with Him. Living with Swami, what did you learn?
Since you brought up the topic of education, I want to start by saying I'm deeply grateful to my parents. My mother desired that I study, and both my parents did everything they could to afford me the opportunity to study. And my mom did not study past 10th grade, but she enjoyed the idea of studying. And so she would come to all my exams and wait give food, take care of whatever I needed to take care of. And I always remember I used to talk to her and say, do you think I'll do well? And she said, yes, you'll do fine. This was all I asked from her, but she always gave that strength and confidence that was required. Because I studied, I did 2 masters, 1 PhD and an MBA. I studied for a long time. So through all this process, Swami activities with Swami was constant and more intense, actually.
Yes.
So just the lesson I learned primarily is education comes when you spend time with him and you learn how to behave and act and work with people the way he does. All the knowledge that you require, he gives to you. Completing some exams and things requires a certain discipline and a certain skill which you can develop. In fact, Swami gave a discourse on preparing for exams. It's not easy to master those skills. It's much more difficult to pay attention and learn from him directly. Once you learn from him, all the other things are easy. Now, the question about being in his physical presence in his college versus being in his universal university, which all
yes.
of us are in.
Yes.
I used to have the feeling initially, I wish Swami, I was also part of your college. But his answer came, you are part of my school and you are part of me. So I took his word for it. I said, okay, Swami, you have now, I am part of your school. So when it came time to graduate, however, I wanted the degree from him.
Okay.
Yes. I ain't going to take that. You can't give me a degree from somebody else. You promised. You said I'm part of your college. You
yes.
better make sure that I get a degree from you. So how is this possible? So when I did my PhD, we had a graduating class of all the students in the college. Around 60,000 students were graduating. So everybody was seated my friends, all our Sai family, my Sai brothers had come. But how are you going to identify one guy in the 60,000 mass? So usually on their gown or on the cap, some people put some balloons and
okay.
things.
Okay.
So I put Swami's padam on my cap. So our guys immediately saw there's only one fellow who can do something like this. So they identified and they came to congratulate me. But I had a reason for Swami's paduka on my cap, not just to have people look and identify me. But I knew when the PhD students are called, they will be called forward one by one. So to be given the diploma or the degree. Now, how am I supposed to get the degree from Swami, the chief guest? You can say Swami is in everyone and all, but I wasn't satisfied with that. I really wanted it from him. So when I walked up to be called by my professor, called me up to go and get the degree from the chief guest, I took my hat out and held it in my hand. So he couldn't place it in my hand. He had to place the degree on Swami's paduka.
Okay.
And then I put my hand on top of it and accepted it. So I said, Swami, this is how I'm going to get the degree from
wow.
you. Yeah. So since you promised that you will be there, I'm going to take you up on it.
Wonderful.
Means we must have that confidence in him, that he will keep his word.
Yes.
You have to go boldly forward with that assumption. So this lesson also is applied to my children in Balvikas. So my SSC students we had Sai Center at home for 10 years, primarily for the development of the children. And so they were very excited and they would come. In fact, they ruled our home practically. They knew everything, where it was, and they would place their things in the previous week, and when they came the next week, they said, why did you move this? I said, well, no, we didn't move it. And the cleaning lady moved it. Oh, no, you better instruct her not to move our stuff. There's many stories about those kids, but the point every year they would rotate in the rooms in the house. Every room was taken for the classes, and every year they would rotate the rooms. One year the children said, Uncle, which room are we going to get next year? So they said, this one. He said, last year also you gave gave us the same room. When I heard that, I said, Swami, you want us to move from this house to move to a bigger place so that these children will have space. So, much to my wife's apprehension, I decided we'll put the house on the market. So she was leaving in 2 weeks to go to India, and here I am putting the house on sale. So we got everything packed and put it into a storage, and she said, you're crazy.
Okay.
But I continued, and we painted the home and everything ready, put it on the market just before she left. So I said, you told me through these kids, I'm going to follow. I don't have any... If it's not to be, you better do something. It's not my problem.
Okay.
So we looked for places and put the house, and nobody came to buy our house. Nobody's coming. And the one house I found, which was good for what we needed, that one also, they were not willing to sell it to us.
Okay.
It's very strange. The story about our home itself is really interesting, because the real estate agent that got us the home that we're in, I want a house where we can have bhajan and children's classes, and this is what I want. For 2-3 months after that, he didn't show any house only. He didn't call us at all. So we call us, what is happening? He said, I haven't found anything suitable for bhajan yet. This is a American person who has no connection with Swami, never seen a bhajan before.
Okay.
So he said, I haven't found. When I find one, I'll tell you. So he found one for us, and we went to see, but he said, just wait, I don't think this is the right one for you. So the next day he called us, you come early morning, 7 o'clock, this house has come up, I think it's perfect, I saw it, it'll be perfect for bhajan. See, this person is a gentleman, doesn't have any connection with Swami, he's telling us. When we went there, we knew immediately this is the right one, and when we put the offer, the gentleman immediately accepted the offer, and after that 25 people came offering us money to let go of the home, and he didn't do it. He respected his word, and we also kept it. So that's how we were there in this house in the first place.
So, well, how did this real estate agent even knew the word bhajan?
Just because I told him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
okay.
Nothing else. So it was. So for 10 years, the center was in our place.
Ah, okay.
And then I decided to not before the 10 years. I decided that 1 year. I decided we got to move. So we found this place, and he's not selling. He's not selling. So I came, then I had to come to India. I came to Puttaparthi. I was sitting in the Darshan Hall. And that time I got fortunately to sit on where the staff sitting on the veranda. That day Swami gave a discourse in which he brought a lingam, a golden lingam. he was showing everybody. Then he kept it on the plate, and he was giving the discourse. And after the discourse, I knew something is going to happen to this lingam, right? So I was praying to him, Swami, you better give some sign or indication, because I don't know what is happening. So at the end of the discourse, this student was going to take the lingam from the plate, and Swami just gave him a look, and he froze, you know, like the game Simon Says, and he freezes. For us who are not having that experience,
yes,
personally, it's very amusing. Not
yes,
not
correct.
For that
for
boy, I'm sure. So please don't mistake me. But Swami took the lingam and he showed it, and then he turned, interestingly, in our direction. I can say he looked at me, but generally he turned and looked at all of us, and I could see him in his eye, and he smiled, and he put the lingam in his mouth, and it's gone.
Wow. Which year was this?
I think 2007.
Okay.
2007, yeah. Ah. So I've never seen that happen before. So I knew my answer that he's going to take care of this, and it's not going to happen. So when we went back, incidentally, the market had crashed, and fortunately, we didn't get anything that we couldn't afford. We had to bring all the furniture back, and my wife was quite, concerned about all of this. But she had faith in Swami too, and she has confidence in him. So, anyway, the children came back and they were very happy. I said, why you fellows are so happy? They said, we are very happy you stayed in this house.
Ah, okay.
I said, what happened? So they said, when we heard you are going to sell this house, we prayed to Swami that you shouldn't sell it.
Ah.
So see, when we have that faith and confidence in Swami, He has to answer multiple prayers,
yes,
not just your own. So you have to trust what He does is for the best. And till much later, we didn't realize. Anyway, coming to, so with spiritual education or with worldly education, the answer is the same. If you spend time with God and truly believe in Him, He will get you to do extraordinary things. There's another story. After 10 years, after finishing my PhD, well, after finishing PhD, you don't want to do anything. It's a long journey and it takes a while, and I had to change my subject 3 times and so on. But after 10 years, I felt the message from Swami, you should study again. And I said to, these are just my internal conversations. Please don't mistake me. I didn't have an interview in which I spoke to him or something like that. Just on my own, talking to him. He said, you should study. So I said, I'm not going to write any exam, Swami. It's not happening. If you want me to study, you better figure out how I can do it without writing GRE, GMAT, this thing, that thing. So I looked up the universities for MBA, and the university, a very good university in the city that I live in, I looked up their brochure and it said, if you have a PhD, you don't need to write the exam.
Okay.
Oh, no. Now I knew I'm in trouble because I was not wanting to study, but this is a good sign. So I said to him, well, I don't think they'll give admission. So I applied, they gave admission immediately. Then I said, I'm not going to go unless you take my admission letter. What's the chance? In the last 10 years, he never took anything from me, letter or anything. So I was quite confident nothing is going to happen. That year was 2006 in Kodaikanal, we got to go. But I had a knee surgery and I couldn't bend my knee at all. So I was with a walking stick and there was no chance I can sit in front. So what is the likelihood? I was very happy and nothing's going to happen. But I was waiting in line. Somebody from the gate called me and said, you come forward. I said, why? I went and they put me in the front row. But front row with this leg, they were looking, can you sit? You want to sit in the back? That time I thought, see, it's better if my leg is broken, but I don't want to sit in the back.
Okay.
If Swami comes, any chance, this is an opportunity, I'm not going to sit in the back. Remember what I said about sitting in the front in bhajan.
Yeah.
So I threw the stick, I sat down and my leg worked. I don't know how, but it folded and I sat down. I didn't move, and so Swami came in the chair, and I had letters from the children, some photographs, and in the middle of that I stuck this
admission
letter.
Yes.
I had a stack, I really had a stack, and there was photographs and other things and letters devotees had given in there. I stuck this in the middle, and then Swami came to where I was seated, and I was very surprised. I couldn't get up to do namaskar. My feet was no, so I lifted the stack of letters. He put his hand and blessed. And then he went up. He didn't say anything. When he left, and then I went back home, I was happy he blessed. And but I had wanted him to take my letter. When I went back and looked, that letter is missing.
Wow.
Just that admission letter is gone.
Okay.
Everything else is there. The photos are there. So this is really interesting that you really want me to study, Swami.
Yes.
So I said, but I don't have any money. I'm not able to afford this. Education is very expensive. Knowing Swami, I knew I have to start and he'll figure it out. So I started, we started. You won't believe that the company president said, yes, she will support me for the education. And as I continued, they started supporting me. That's a different story altogether. So the interesting thing was that whatever I studied in my MBA was exactly what I needed semester by semester, whatever I finished was exactly what I needed to do at work.
Okay.
So it was very clear that who is directing the show, that he really takes care of you if you have that faith and trust in him. And it does help if you have constant conversation and communication. Because, as I say, if you love someone, but they live in Alaska and you live in Antarctica, you ain't going to have much of a relationship. Even you can message them once in a while, but it doesn't help. So you do have to spend time and attention with him. And that doesn't mean you have to be in Puttaparthi alone. You
yes.
can spend time anywhere. Wherever you call him, he said he will come.
Yes.
So it's only a call away.
So if you say you love Swami, you better live with him.
You better spend time with him. That what you do with the time depends on you and him. It's a two-way
yes.
thing until the point, of course, where everything becomes one. But, you know, just for us, for our sake, it is not difficult to start. It's in fact quite easy, because you could spend even 1 minute in a day, depending on whether you... It only depends on whether we call him, because he says, I'm waiting for your call. So I don't think it's difficult to start. It does take some practice to continue the conversation and to keep him engaged, because Swami won't stay very long, as you know. He doesn't hang around very, very long just waiting for you to do something. So you have to constantly think of something to keep him occupied. For example, if you have children in the front, surely he'll come and spend time, because they enjoy his presence and they're so excited. And so you start getting creative in ways to spend time with him and keep him with you.
Yes.
And as you do that, then naturally the same creativity and talents and the same thinking you can use in your workplace. For example, if you are thinking about customer service, well, customers don't just come and hang around for you to do something with them. You have to really want to spend time with the customer. You have to want to give them a reason to stay with you.
Yes.
That's called customer service.
Yes.
So everything I need to learn in this world, I learned from bhajan. I'm eternally grateful to Swami for having given me this awareness of His presence in the world. I'm eternally grateful to my parents for pointing the way and showing Swami and showing their faith and confidence in Him. I'm most grateful to my great-grandparents, my great-grandmother particularly, who developed in me this faith and love for God through stories and stories about Krishna and Rama. I'm most grateful to my family who have allowed me the time and opportunity to experience Swami's love. And I'm all the more grateful to my Sai family who have lovingly developed and utilized all my talents for serving Swami. And most of all, I offer my love and gratitude to all the people in this world who are giving us the opportunity to serve them and to share Swami's love with everyone. What a wonderful chance and opportunity He has given us. There's no dearth of things to do and to love and serve Him and to be a part of His mission. Thank you, Swami, for giving us this chance and to be in your mission and to love and serve you in every way.
So as the time is running out, let's do one last song. Can you sing one song?
This is one of the first songs that came to me in my conversations with Swami, and is most meaningful for me, that I wish to dedicate myself to Him and to learn about Him, to know Him, to experience Him, and to share His love with everyone in every part of my life.
Sai, You are my heart and soul. You are my path and my goal. You make my life whole and complete. You give Your love to me. Sai, You make my life whole and complete. You give Your love to me. Sai, You are my heart and soul. Born in this world, in the name of Sai, hold on to Him if you can. He is in one, He is in all. You can see Him in everything. Yes, He is in one, He is in all. You can see Him in everything. Sai, You are my heart and soul.
Sai, You are my heart and soul.